It's time for our state news roundup. From the latest on Wisconsin's controversial voter ID law, some big news there, to a look at the latest Affordable Care Act enrollment numbers in Wisconsin. Our regular news guy, Noah Ovshinsky, here in the studio to catch us up on the latest. Hey, Noah.
Hey, Veronica.
Well, I'm going to start with what's, I think it's fair to say, this is the biggest news story of the week. Wisconsin's voter ID law was struck down by a U.S. District Court judge. What do we know about her thinking?
Right. Absolutely. This was by far the biggest. This was the biggest story of the week. And U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman struck down the very controversial voter ID law that has been hung up in court really for, well, more than a year. And the judge struck it down, saying that it disproportionately affects black and minority voters because they are less likely to have photo IDs.
And obviously supporters of the law, including Governor Walker, disappointed. But deeper than that, what is the reaction there?
Well, yeah, Judge Edelman found that, you know, there was no evidence of voter fraud. It was really a problem in Wisconsin. And, you know, that's the main reason why backers of this kind of law wanted to pass it, to prevent voter fraud. And Governor Walker, who is a big supporter of voter ID laws, says in defense of that, you know, even if one illegitimate vote is cast, that's one too many. So, you know, voter fraud may not be a big problem in Wisconsin, but even if there's one, Governor Walker says that's too many because it might cancel out a legitimate vote. And so the governor, as well as other GOP leaders here in the state, are anxious to appeal the ruling.
Well, how does this ruling compare with rulings on voter ID laws in other states?
Right. So Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has vowed to challenge this ruling in the Seventh Circuit in the U.S. Court of Appeals in Chicago. And what's interesting is that this particular appeals court has weighed in on this issue before. It upheld a voter ID law that passed in Indiana several years ago.
The same court.
It may be different judges. You know, they're picked at random, mm-hmm. essentially. So we won't know if it's the same judges, but it's the same court. The question will be, you know, is Wisconsin different than Indiana? Will these judges find the legal basis of Edelman's ruling somehow more compelling than what may have happened in Indiana? You know, time will tell.
So will other laws fall based on Wisconsin, or Wisconsin come into line with other laws that were upheld?
Well, this was a very interesting ruling, and it's one that some legal experts say other people who want to strike down voter ID laws elsewhere around the country, it may be an argument that could be used again. We'll have to see about that.
Now, Governor Walker had been saying he wanted this in place by the November elections. What is the likelihood of that right now?
Right. So both the governor and the Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says that it's not going to happen. They're not going to call back lawmakers in order to amend the law so that it's in place for the November election. Judge Edelman in the ruling said he didn't see a way the law could be amended that would satisfy his concerns. And any new voter ID law has to be approved by him. So I think the governor, as well as backers of the law, you know, see bringing back the legislature as more or less a futile effort, you know, at least for now.
So the thing to watch is the appeal and then whatever happens then.
Exactly. That's the next step.
All right. Well, from election law to health care, we have some numbers in for Wisconsin enrollment in the Affordable Care Act. What is the latest there?
Right. So the federal government released their latest numbers of the people who signed up on the online marketplace. And in Wisconsin, nearly 140,000 people signed up.
And how does that break down? Do we have any more depth of information about it?
Sure. So here's some interesting demographical data about the numbers of folks that signed up. 55% of those who signed up were women. Nearly a third were older, between the ages of 55 and 64. Most enrollees on the exchanges were white. 6% were African American, and about 3.2% were Latino.
Okay. And as we've been hearing all along, young people were kind of the brass ring of this. It was, you know, if young people sign up, this thing can float. What do we know about how many young people signed up?
Right. So the system depends on having a certain number of healthy people to sign up in order to keep the system stable, keep premiums low, that sort of thing. And about 26% of enrollees were younger here in Wisconsin.
Do you have a sense about it? Is that a big number? Is that enough?
Well, officials with the Office of Health Reform say they expect premiums to remain stable. They say the risk pool is both big enough and diverse enough as far as age to keep prices where they are at. not only in Wisconsin, but across the country.
All right. Interesting stuff there about Wisconsin and the Affordable Care Act. And I want to shift now to some news about immigration, at least at the grassroots level, not, you know, in Washington. But there was a march in Milwaukee yesterday calling for immigration reform. What was that scene like?
Right. So around 1,000 people marched in Milwaukee yesterday demanding immigration reform. There were two big themes. I mean, there were many, but two real big themes. The crowd, among other things, demanded that the Obama administration deport fewer people. Under his administration, deportations have really skyrocketed.
And how does that compare when we look at, you know, other presidencies in recent memory?
Right. So under the Obama administration, deportations have reached close to 2 million at this point. So to put that in perspective, Veronica, George W. Bush deported that many in two full terms. So Obama still has 2 years to go in his final term. So it's certainly fair to say that deportations have skyrocketed under Obama and will certainly end up being much higher in number than were done during George W. Bush's administration.
Okay, so activists looking at that number, they're not liking it. And it sounds like they also wanted some movement from Washington. Where does that stand?
Yeah, the other big demand, as it has been basically for years now, is that Congress finally act on immigration reform, more specifically, a path to citizenship. You know, to say that this effort in Congress has stalled, I think at this point, would be an understatement. You know, it's an election year. So any big policy issues, and I think immigration is certainly a big policy issue, you know, it will likely see very little traction this year just because it's an election year.
Yeah, we see little fits and starts and someone will say maybe, but then it seems as though it stalls out ultimately. And it sounds like you think ultimately it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, during an election year, I think it's going to be an uphill battle, to say the least.
And there's also a new law that affects investigations when police are involved. This was signed recently. What changes with this new law?
So before the last legislative session ended, lawmakers passed and the governor signed a law that requires outside police agencies to investigate police-involved shootings. And this law was tested for the first time, actually twice, this week.
Twice in this week already.
Yeah, there were two such cases. 31-year-old Dontre Hamilton was killed by police in a city park in Milwaukee on Wednesday after he, according to police, started to beat the officer with his baton. It's being investigated by the DA, Milwaukee Police, and the Department of Justice. Another case just happened yesterday in Dane County. A man was killed by Dane County sheriffs after he stabbed two officers in the leg. In that case, UW Police, City of Madison, Sun Prairie, and Fitchburg are going to handle that investigation. So already this new law being tested here in Wisconsin.
So clearly there's some application we've seen already. It's a new law. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it works out. And we'll certainly find out as both of these investigations progress.
All right, we're going to switch and pivot over to the natural world right now. We have some numbers on the wolf population in Wisconsin. What are we seeing there?
Yeah. So the other big news of the week is the state released its wolf population estimates. According to the agency, the Department of Natural Resources, there are a minimum of somewhere between 658 to 687 wolves statewide. And crunching the numbers, that means the population is down around 19% from last year's numbers.
Any word on why that is? Just natural fluctuations, rough winter?
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be any number of variables. But, you know, these numbers are important because they show how the population is faring now that we have a wolf hunting season in Wisconsin. And, of course, these numbers help determine what the next quota is going to be for the next wolf hunting season.
And so given that context, what do they say? What do these numbers say to people about what that quota might be next year?
Well, according to the DNR, these numbers are within the range researchers had expected when the DNR established last year's quota. So at least according to the DNR, these numbers aren't unexpected. The DNR board is going to vote on this year's quota recommendation in June, and I'm sure there will be some discussion of these numbers.
All right. Lots to chew on there this week. Noah, thank you so much for coming by.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Veronica.
We have been talking with Noah Ovshinsky. He's been in here in the studio with us today, and he also joins us every week at this time to catch us up on state news in Wisconsin.